Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lohan.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. On today's show, it may be child's play, but it's also good for adults. Play and playfulness are critical to healthy human development. We find out why from a pioneer in the field.
But first, for many of us, sight may be the most precious of the five senses, the one we can't imagine living without. As we age, changes in eyesight can be expected, but vision loss isn't one of them. Early detection and treatment is essential to preserving eye health.
Here to discuss age-related eye disorders is Dr. Sheila West, professor and vice chair for research at the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. West. Thanks for joining us.
It is my pleasure.
None of us wants to think about losing our vision as we get older. It's actually terrifying. But I know there are certain ailments that accompany age. Can you talk to us about the most common age-related eye disorders?
Yes. When we look at surveys in older populations, we can identify really four main causes of vision loss that are age-related. And if we look globally, a lot of those are the same worldwide. One of the leading causes of vision loss is cataract, which is a clouding of the nuclear lens. It often comes on relatively slowly, so people might experience they describe it as looking through a shower curtain as things begin to blur, as colors change a little bit, they lose, blues become not quite as exciting to look at. And over time, as this clouding progresses, eventually there's vision loss and people start to consider, what can I do about correcting cataract?
At what age does that start happening? What is an average age?
It very much depends. There are sometimes early onset cataract, and we see people getting surgery to replace that lens with a new lens in their 50s, but most people are 65 and older by the time they start getting vision loss severe enough to need cataract surgery.
And I know from having driven a couple of my friends for their cataract surgery that it seems like they've made a lot of progress in making that procedure relatively simple.
It is. Very simple. It's probably one of the most cost-effective interventions to restore sight that we have. For people who are thinking about cataract surgery, it is a very quick operation. It's often done now without even the use of a stitch, small incision surgery. People are in and out the same day and usually can recover vision almost immediately. So, for example, my uncle, who would not have cataract surgery, he was an anesthesiologist because he remembered long ago when people had to be in the hospital for several nights and you lay with your, on your back and made sure that you didn't move for a while. To look at now a basically 10-minute or so procedure is quite a big shift. And at this point, we urge anyone who is having symptoms or feeling they can't drive or they can't function the way they used to be screened to see if it's cataract, because it's a very simple intervention.
What is another age-related eye disorder that's common?
Another common one, and probably the leading cause of vision loss in Caucasians in the U.S., is age-related macular degeneration, which is a degeneration of the retina right in the center of vision where we read and do fine work like sewing and other things. It is, again, another age-related disease. We mostly see it in terms of the stages that cause vision loss in the older ages, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now, of course, that we're living longer, we see more and more of these cases.
I've heard some people say that wearing sunglasses can reduce the risk of developing macular degeneration. I'm a little nervous about this because I don't often wear sunglasses. Urban myth or truth?
Oh, it's a good question. There are some data to suggest that exposure to light, bright light, can hasten degeneration of the macula. There's other data that don't support it. Wearing sunglasses is a pretty inexpensive and easy thing to do. So in bright sunlight, it's not a bad thing to suggest wearing sunglasses. The data are mixed.
Dr. West, does this run in families? I've heard that you could be in an increased risk of macular degeneration if either your parents or grandparents had it.
Yes, that is true, that family history of macular degeneration is important. And in fact, it is one of the eye diseases for which genetic factors have been found, and it's one of the strongest associations with macular degeneration. So a family history is a very good reason to be seen by an ophthalmologist who's experienced in looking at the retina.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking to Dr. Sheila West, professor and vice chair for research at the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins Hospital, about age-related eye disorders. There are many, but we're talking today just about the common ones. And right now, macular degeneration. So there is a family history connection. So how is early detection important in the diagnosis? Because I want you to tell us what can be done. Is there anything that can slow the progression?
Well, there was a clinical trial that the National Eye Institute supported that found for people who have a particular form of macular degeneration, a particular stage, that taking vitamins, particular vitamins that include zinc, actually seems to slow the progression of macular degeneration. It has been shown in that trial to be at a very particular stage, so that's one of the reasons it's important to be diagnosed, because it may not help at an earlier stage, and at later stages, there are other things that might be considered. So even though that's kind of a scary thing to do if you've got a family history, oftentimes, knowing early can be helpful. And we do have treatments for a particular type of macular degeneration, which is a wet form, or what we call neovascularization. That used to be just a devastating diagnosis with a progression to severe vision loss. And now, with some of the treatments, you can halt that. And in fact, some people even recover vision. So there's all kinds of good reasons now to get in there and just check and make sure where you are, if you are in the stages of progression.
Okay, I'm curious about the eye disorder that I often am introduced to whenever I go to my ophthalmologist. I get the drops, they look in my eye, and I get the puff of air. And then they say, that's to test for glaucoma. What about glaucoma, and why does that puff of air make a difference?
Glaucoma is a disease that causes loss of optic nerve function. And right now, the biggest risk factor for that, besides family history, which is another component, is elevated intraocular pressure. So what they're checking for with that air puff or with that tonometer, sometimes people see this ring coming at them, is your pressure inside your eye. And if that is elevated, then that's treated with drops, which, again, clinical trials have shown to delay the progression of glaucoma. It is a disease that, unfortunately, is more common in African-American and Latino populations, so that's well worth screening in those groups. And that yearly checkup to make sure your eye pressure is normal and that the back of the eye around your optic nerve looks normal is well worth doing.
We hear that vision loss sometimes accompanies people that are diabetic. What's actually taking place in that case?
Well, persons with diabetes are more prone to develop cataracts, so that is often a cause. And, of course, that is nicely reversible with cataract surgery. They are also prone to getting fluid retention in the back of the eye and edema, and that is also treatable to reduce vision loss. There is also what is called diabetic retinopathy, again, a disease of the retina from the vasculature changes. And, of course, you see changes in the blood vessels all through the body. You can get kidney complications and eye complications. And diabetic retinopathy is one of those. That is also, again, treatable. So many people feel, well, I have diabetes, I'm just going to get all these things. And that isn't the case. You may, after many, many years, develop early retinopathy, but it doesn't mean you're going to progress all the way to vision loss. Careful control of diabetes and visiting an ophthalmologist who can treat some of the early lesions to prevent progression. Another good story for preventing vision loss from an age-related eye disease.
Dr. West, we did want to ask you about visiting the eye doctor. If you're taking care of your teeth, you know you have to brush your teeth or floss, and they recommend seeing your dentist at least once a year. So what is your advice to, let's say, the over 50 crowd on how one would maintain good eye health? And also tell us about the difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist. What should we be doing on a regular basis, with or without a family history, just to make sure that we get in on it early in case anything is starting to go wrong?
Well, the recommendation, of course, is that as we age, we should, just as we go see the dentist for possible prevention, we should be seeing an eye care professional for possible early detection. None of these can we actually prevent: cataract, AMD, glaucoma. If we knew how to prevent diabetes, we, of course, would prevent diabetic eye complications, but we don't yet. So all of these we can pick up early, and they can be watched for signs of progression and interventions done as needed. Now, the eye care professional, I mean, I would say the most important characteristic is one that you are comfortable with and will go back to on a regular basis. I think the main confusion is between someone who is skilled at providing just glasses, and that can be an optician, but that is not a full eye exam. What you want is a professional who can examine the back of the eye, because that's where you pick up glaucoma, that's where you pick up macular degeneration or retinopathy signs. And within that, as you might expect, because you're looking in the back of the eye, you want someone who is a glaucoma specialist or a retinal specialist, if your regular eye care professional feels that that's indicated.
So once a year is a good rule of thumb.
It is a very good rule of thumb. And I think, you know, one could argue that if I have a really healthy eye exam and I'm 50 years old, do I really need to come back next year? Well, maybe not. Maybe you can stretch it out. But once you're 65, and I'm over 65, I go once a year. I'm here at Wilmer. It makes it easy for me. I know it's harder for others, but it's just part of a good cycle for preventing complications later on.
Dr. Sheila West, Professor and Vice Chair for Research at the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Thank you so much for your time.
It is my pleasure.
For more information on age-related eye disorders and Dr. West, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org. If you've missed a past interview or you'd like to hear one again, podcasts of our show are also available at our website and on iTunes.
Coming up, get your silly on and find out why goofy, carefree, open-ended play is good for your health. You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media.